You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA Program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
H-Town. Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects, and you got us live from I-10 in Kirkwood at the Twin Peaks location. As they say, eats, drinks, scenic views, all of the above. Check. We are here. Hopefully you will be here. Stop on by on a Monday and say hi as we roll through another 3 hours. Barry here to my right, Tyler Scott on hand to keep us on the air, and the other host of the show, Nick Sciarra, back at the station, while me, the executive producer, I'm here too.
Why are you the executive producer?
Because that's what you said Friday with AJ on the Blitz.
That what?
That you were like, the producer beef between, you could have it out between Aaron and Joel. Because you said to AJ that I was actually the producer.
Oh. I don't even remember that.
Yeah. I'm driving home going, oh, it's like that. All right.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were in a good spot so I could play around.
I did too.
Apparently, no.
No, we're all right.
Look, it's not 2 years ago, so I thought.
Good point.
I thought we could play around.
Absolutely.
Apparently not. What's up, man?
Very good point.
It's good to be here. Jason Hebert in the house.
Yep.
Got out here early.
Yep.
It is, what do they call it? It's bikini season?
Neon bikini week at Twin Peaks.
Could be worse.
They have fit the bill. There's plenty of neon bikinis around if you are so interested and inclined.
Yep.
Not just neon bikinis, rainbow colors.
Tyler wore his bikini, looking suave and sexy in his.
Thank you.
Fills out the top real nice.
Put the T-shirt over it. Appreciate that.
It was a busy weekend for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
We're not starting with that.
Why?
No.
Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, I wouldn't have even gotten H-Town out of my mouth.
What up,
before
like,
you would have been like, now, Joel. What happened?
Here's the thing, though. That got so blown out of proportion, and it was somebody struggling to make something out of nothing that it literally meant nothing to me.
Well, they were just looking to get – they were thirsty for pub. But the
thing
is, I was hot. I was really mad.
Yeah.
So people tipped me off, and they're like, your boy's going at it. You better check this out. And I was like, oh, sweet. Okay. Because I know that when you get heated –
all right, so I guess we're doing this first.
Okay. We don't have to. I was just
set the
say,
table.
I know when you get heated on social media in particular that it can be lights out in a hurry, and I enjoy that.
Oh, I had a checklist of things that I would have sent. If you don't know what we're talking about, yesterday during the Astros game, it was brought to my attention, in fact. Attention, I didn't even know this. But during the game, an Astros fan on Twitter, are the speakers on? Probably turn those off while we tell this story. There's kids. But during the game, she said the bases were loaded. Tyler White is at the plate. And she said, if Tyler White hits a grand slam, I will get a penis tattooed on my lower back.
Mm-hmm. She just said a D.
And then, but she said, she said D. And then Tyler White came through in the clutch and hit a grand slam. Yep. Now, I had no idea this was the case. Then our boy P. Randizzle was like, Barry, y'all have to get this chick on y'all's show. This is hilarious. So I was like, oh, that is funny. I'll reach out and see if she wants to come on the show. Maybe we can get the suspects to pitch in some money and actually pay for the tattoo. Thank you. And, you know, then we'll have some fun with it. It'll be fun. You know that I thrive on funny stuff like that.
Yep.
I would eat that up. That would be great to have on the show. So I just sent her a message. I didn't want to put it out in public just in case she didn't want to do it or she was like, oh, no, I'm not. So I just sent her a message. I was like, hey, my name is Barry. I'm on The Usual Suspects. We're on ESPN. I have a show. Love to come on. I saw your tweet. That's hilarious. Would, you know, maybe we can get the, we can do like a GoFundMe and get it paid for. So then she got like two other offers from radio guys, because that's what
one
we
of them
do.
Was our guy Jim, Jim from the network, Jim Rodriguez from down in Miami.
And this is what, see. So here's the thing I'll say, that this is what everyone in radio does when something like this happens. Like your boy that caught Yordan Alvarez's ball. Guess how many radio guys probably private messaged him to say, hey, you want to come on the show and talk about it? I know I was going to until I found out you were his friend, and I didn't have to. This is standard operating procedure in radio. So then, I don't even really want to mention his name because I don't want to give him the pub.
Call him Mo, which is short for members only.
So I'll say it. So then Adam Clanton says, oh, don't worry, to whatever this chick's name is it Ava or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, oh, don't worry, Ava. I would never try to slide in your DMs to quote, book you on a show, making it sound like all of us in radio that were asking her to come on our radio show were trying to pick her up, which is absurd. You know why it's absurd? Because when Patrick tweeted it to me, I was in the parking lot of Home Depot with my wife in the car, and I was like, look at this. Is that hilarious? She goes, oh, my God, I bet that girl is so embarrassed. I was like, I'm going to ask her to come on the show. She was like, that's hilarious. So that's when I sent the tweet.
Yep.
I mean, literally, just this is my job, is we come up with great stuff for the show, right? Mm-hmm. So then Adam decides to make it sound like we were, oh, you know, trying to slide in her DMs. So I was like, bro, what are you doing? That's absolutely ridiculous that you would even imply that. And he kept going, and you know what? Someone, a birdie whispered in my ear and said, listen, don't fall into that trap. Because I know you were waiting for me to just unleash.
I was. I really was.
All
and I was like,
kinds
oh,
of
my
hell.
God.
I'm sure a lot of people were like, uh-oh, you know, Barry's going
to
roast this
dude. I
don't
think they make coveralls big enough to have what you had in your back pocket. You had.
So I told you everything I was going to tweet at him.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't, because someone said, look, man, he's probably just punching up. His numbers are down. He's trying to do this to get his ratings up. So he was going to take a run at a show that's doing well. Makes sense. That's a pretty generic formula in radio. People do that all the time. So I was like, nah, I'm going to take the high road. I'm not gonna send all these different things that I had to roast him. So I took the high road. And I just said, boy, you have a great way of twisting words to make this be what you want. I would get down in the mud with you, but I'm not going to do it over something so stupid.
Yeah, and then you actually was like, someone pointed out that the girl was like 18.
What does it matter?
And all you just said was that was creepy. And then the logical comeback would be, you should change your Twitter handle to Barry is creepy.
No, but I'm saying, like, what does it matter? I'm not the one. I didn't. Again, people were like, oh, why are you? Like, I didn't even know this existed. A listener said, bring her on your show. So I said, hey, do you want to come on the show? I don't care if she's 17, 18.
Right,
she's
right,
the one
and
that
you
tweeted
didn't know that,
it.
Right. And it wasn't.
She's the one that tweeted it.
But here's the other thing, too, was that. I don't know who put it all out there. Like all the, did she put out?
She
all
put
the,
out the DMs.
She put out the DMs.
She was like, "I'm dead." Because I mean, she was blowing up. She was getting all like all kind of pub and retweets, and you know, she was going viral.
Well, and people were also trying to stick up for her, going, "No, notice a lot of the stuff she says, she's just kidding. She's not actually going to do this."
It nothing would make fun. My day more than to bring someone on the show that agrees to get a penis tattooed on their back. That would be hilarious. I don't care who you are, and if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know that,
right?
So I was like, I'm not going to sling some mud with Adam Clanton because he wants me to.
Because everybody wanted it to. And I was like, I'm just going to wait to talk to Barry tomorrow because I know there's a very good reason why he took the high road.
Well, I gave you about, what, 7, 8 different things I was going to say that I didn't?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you did.
So.
And I'll refrain and I'll leave them lie until you need them. But they were outstanding. I will let you know.
I'm not gonna punch down. You know, I'm just not going to do it. So. That's the story behind what happened. And, it was much ado about nothing. It really was much ado about nothing.
See you, Jason.
See
appreciate
you,
you stopping by. If you want to stop by, too, I-10 in Kirkwood, stop by and see us as we're going to be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Fred out. Final day Fred is out. That means John Granato. And who doesn't want to see John Granato? He's going to be here doing a double duty.
I thought he was back on the 26th, Fred.
As far as I heard when I heard the drum beating Joel on Friday, that today is the last day that Fred will be out, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, the idiotic statements that were made, like that I created the term the big show, because I never said that, but the fact that just to make entertainment pleasure for the listeners that people spin stuff like that is ridiculous. So, yeah, it was just a joy to listen to.
That was the whole – you know, non-story, non-issue on Twitter. I think more than anything, it perplexed me that he was making such a big deal out of it and then trying to act like he wasn't. I was like, come on, bro. You know what you're doing, and it's stupid. It's silly. It's really silly. But if this is how you think you can get your numbers up, then you do it. But I'm not going to participate.
I mean, that's not like someone from the Orioles telling Cody Bellinger that he's garbage or something. You know, it's just I don't get it. But
I see
whatever.
What you did there.
Yeah.
So I had a pretty busy weekend outside of that, too.
Okay.
The wife decided to go to the TV shoot. We were at Big City Wings shooting the Houston Sports Show.
Okay.
And the wife decided to roll because she wanted to go to IKEA.
Okay.
Y'all fans of IKEA?
No.
No?
Used to be, but no.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that's not an old person store.
But
I mean, at 45, I'm like, I'm not buying anything from IKEA.
It's kind of a single person store, too. If you want to get the kind of nice looking, but it's cheap, you might have to put it together kind of thing.
So fortunately, she was like, oh, I don't want to buy anything like furniture wise. I need some fake plants and some like a little cookbook stand and some other just, you know, dumb stuff.
Okay.
So she gets one of those big yellow bags from IKEA. And we're just walking around, and she's just loading it up. Just any little knick-knack and trinket she can find, she's throwing it in the bag, right? Mm-hmm. We get all done to check out, and we've got a bunch of stuff in this bag. And the lady goes, do y'all want to buy a bag to carry your stuff out?
What?
And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She said, do y'all want to buy a bag to carry your stuff out? I mean, I said, so... Y'all don't have bags to take all this stuff that I just purchased from your store?
You can't take the yellow bag to the car at least?
No. She said, no, you can buy a bag. I was like, well, how much is a bag to put my stuff in? She said $1.50. I was like, why would I?
Welcome to California.
Why can't I just have a bag to put the stuff that I just paid for into the bag to carry it out?
That's weak.
Yeah, and so we had bought like this big thing for my desk too, and a mat and all this. So we had big stuff, we had little stuff. I was like, I said, this is a racket for sure. Tell them they can take this stuff back to Europe. I'm not paying for a bag.
Can
I already
you use
paid
a
for
cart
the stuff.
With no bag and just take it to the car?
I should have had a cart. Yeah,
right.
But what I realized is you can tell every cheap SOB at IKEA. Because they're walking out with all their stuff in their hands because they were too cheap to spring for $1.50 for a bag. There were so many people without a bag, Joel. They just carried their stuff out in their hands like they stole it.
Now, you do know that is a law in California.
Yeah,
everything,
no bag.
Subway,
Austin
everywhere else.
Austin does that.
I think
that.
It's 10 cents if you want a bag at a CVS or a Subway or whatever. You get the sandwich and whatever, but if you need a bag for it, you got to pay 10 cents.
Really?
Yep.
At Subway?
Yeah. Subway, CVS, grocery stores.
Austin does that. I know at some of the grocery stores in Austin, they don't give you bags. You have to buy them. You know who does something kind of eco-friendly? The Astros. When you're at the game and if you eat the media food, they don't have regular straws. They have paper straws,
paper straws.
Or cardboard straws. And those are the worst straws on the planet.
They are.
They
because
smell
my wife
up. They,
miss,
they get all.
Miss vegan and environmentally friendly. That's all we have.
Is,
those
is,
paper straws.
Oh, no, I'd move out.
And Taylor likes to chew on
I'd
them.
I'd move out.
I was like, no, because then she's like chewing on paper.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Might as well just chew on a pack of notebook paper.
I'm with you.
No, I'd move out on that. I'm down. I can think of a lot of other ways to save money. Huh?
What? There you go.
Who's a professional radio guy? Guys, if you're not using GetUpside to get your cash back on stuff you're already paying for, you are missing the boat, man. I love this app. You're going to love this app. Nick uses it. AJ, my wife is using the app now. Jake Asman stopped me in the hall late last week. I said, dude, I downloaded. I got $4 back in gas on my first fill up. And I was like, yeah, you can get $4 in cash back. It's that simple. And you don't do anything. You're already paying for this gas. You're already paying for your food. So download GetUpside to your phone. It's completely free. No catch, no gimmicks, no fees to pay. And once you put it on your phone, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you the extra savings on the first fill-up through the app like Jake got. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get $4 worth. It could be more. It could be less. My wife ended up getting 30 cents a gallon, but it's pretty substantial no matter what. So download it, put it on your phone, put in promo code Barry. And don't forget, outside of gas, you can also get cash back when you go out to eat. Popeyes, Wendy's, Burger King, Cyclone Anaya's, which has great Mexican food. And there's a Candelaria's Pizza, I think off of 610. You can go there as well. And all of those places, you could get up to 35% cash back in your pocket just for using the GetUpside app. You're already spending the money. Why not get some of it back? Guys, go download GetUpside to your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Segment two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you want to stop by, I-10 in Kirkwood, location of Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views all abound as we are in the late lunch crowd. A few gentlemen enjoying some adult beverages along with some food. That's always a good choice, even on a Monday. Get your week going the right way, in the right direction, whenever you can, somehow.
That's what you did there.
Some way, yeah. I just wanted to throw out real quick.
Okay.
First really good thing is my buddy Bob, the former PR guy for the Rockets,
yes,
texted me this weekend. Such great news. Appreciate all the prayers and all the thoughts and everything like that. He, his wife, and his daughter all got back to Houston. They were able to fly back. His wife's going to be under medical care for a couple weeks, but they're all back. So great news, and we appreciate everybody.
That is outstanding.
Kind of looking out for him because he is a top-notch dude. So we're pleased about that.
I am very glad to hear that.
No doubt. And the other thing. Did you watch this Melendez thing last night?
No, but real quick, before we get off of the whole beef last night,
I
just want to give a shout-out to P. Randizzle and others. But the haymaker, the death blow, the Mortal Kombat finish him, P. Randizzle tweeted to Adam out of nowhere. I was like, actually, Adam, I thought you were very considerate of that lady. Why bring on a guest if you don't have any listeners? Death blow. My goodness.
He got a lot of love for that.
And El Jefe was like, can y'all give Patrick credit for winning Twitter last night? And he did.
He did.
And there were others that were rushing in to pile on.
We talked about this last week,
I'll say it again.
The suspects are building.
Oh, yeah.
In numbers.
Oh, yeah.
But they are looking out for us the way the Blitzers look out for Fred and AJ. It's the messages even I was getting, and then to see the messages about everybody saying – you know, if she's going to do an interview, she should do it with The Usual Suspects. It's the greatest show. And we appreciate all that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got people saying, you know what, that's Adam's MO. He's always getting into it with someone. He's done it with everybody. I mean, he even got into it with Josh Ennis, and they're both the king of this, and they worked at the same station. So, yeah, you know, that's also why I took the high road. You can see when somebody's trying too hard, and he absolutely was. So
was?
You know, but can I just tell you how difficult it was?
Oh, my God. I had this thought in my head.
Start roasting that dude?
You at home, like, in a nervous kind of
oh, my God.
Like, twitch, bobbing your head. I got to do this.
If you knew how many times I deleted a tweet or just, you know, took the words off before I hit send.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I probably spent more time deleting tweets than I did actually tweeting last night. It was ridiculous. But I moved on, and, you know, hopefully the rest of the world can, too. So, we have these, like, our ceiling in our living room is really tall, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have to get, like, one of those extension poles to change the lights.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Now, I know that we have the extended duster thing for the ceiling fans.
Yeah, they make those to get light bulbs out of the ceiling. Like, we have canned lights in our living room. And I have a
I just never thought that. I always imagined, like, if one of those goes out.
No,
I didn't know.
I have, like, a 10-foot ladder, but I still can't reach it.
Right. It's us either. But I don't know. I didn't know that they made, like.
Oh, yeah. They make this really, like, it's a yellow pole that goes to 11 feet that's got, like, this little, like, different attachments on it that you just get up there and you can unscrew the bulb, take it down, put on a new bulb, screw it back in. It's badass.
Wow.
I had one and it broke. All right. So I ordered one. I was going to order it off Amazon and Home Depot, but they were both more expensive than Walmart.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, look, I can get this for like $15 at Walmart. This is great. Instead of $20. So I ordered it from Walmart, and it was like, oh, you can have this delivered to your store for free, or you can pay like $6 to ship it to the house. I was like, nah, fam. Let's just send it to the Walmart. It's right around the corner. I'll go pick it up. Mm-hmm. So the time came to go pick it up on Saturday, and I go there, and I do my grocery shopping, and I check out, and I go to the pickup line, and no one else is there, and I show the lady the email. She's like, it's not coming up. It's not coming up. What's your last name? I give it to her. She said, oh, okay, here it is. I'll be right back. She goes to the back, and I hear her rustling around for a minute, and then I hear this what sounds like a box sliding across the floor, like a big box. And she comes around the corner with a box spring for a bed. And I was like, that's not mine. She goes, yeah, it is. I was like, no, that's not mine, because mine's a pole to change lights with. She goes, this has your name on it. I was like, no, nobody ordered a box spring for our house. She goes, this is yours, and that's the order, and the numbers match. And I was like, what the hell? So first thing I did, I was like, does that look like a light bulb changer to you, ma'am? She was like, she stepped back. Like, that was going to change the perspective. I mean,
like, if you use like a trampoline and bounce on it enough, you might be able to get airborne.
What do you think that? So she goes, no, it doesn't. They must have made a mistake. So I was like, well, let me call my wife first and make sure. So I called my, babe, did you order a box spring? She was like, no. I was like, okay, I didn't think so.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, this isn't mine. Can I just get the light pole thing? She goes, oh, they must have shipped the wrong thing. You're going to have to get in line and return this. And I was like, what? Now I look over.
Their mistake, it is your time?
I look over, and there's a line of people now standing there. And I was like, I have to return this. Why do I have to return this? This doesn't make any sense. Like, ship it back and tell them to ship the right thing, and I'll just come back and get it. She's like, no, you have to return it. I was like, so what you're telling me is that this box spring is mine, and I can walk out with it right now, and there's nothing you could do about it because according to your system, this – and I looked it up on my phone, $105.
I was just going to say, what's the price difference? Because I'll walk with it.
$105 for the box spring, and I was so close to doing that, but, you know, now they'll be like, sir, you're stealing. So I was like, no. So then she goes, let me get the manager. So then the manager comes over, and the manager's like, yeah, you're going to have to return this. I said, okay. So then she said, I'll be right back. So she walks off. And then the lady standing there, she goes, next in line. I was like, oh, no. No, 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 no. We're not going to do that. I'm next in line because I was here before anybody was. So you're going to finish up with my transaction first. She goes, I don't know how to do returns.
Oh, my God.
You work in the returns department.
That's ridiculous.
How do you not know how to do a return and you work in the returns department? She's like, I don't know. So then I go and find the manager who could not care any less about my situation. Like, she's just whatever. I was like, ma'am, this lady in the return department says she doesn't know how to do returns. She goes, well, I can do it, but now I'm going to have to go get a register and a till. I was like, I really don't care. I got ice cream that's melting. I got food. I'm like, what is going on? So then they go and do it, right? They mm-hmm. finally do all the return. I was so pissed off. This is the worst part. She gives me this receipt, and all it says is item returned. There's no value. There's no nothing. I was like, this is all I get? She goes, that's all you get. I was like, this is the stupid. And I cursed. I was like, this is the stupidest thing. And I went to storm off, and I kicked my cart, and I busted my shin, and I had a softball-sized welt. And I was so mad because the worst part was I tried to walk off mad, and I hurt myself.
Oh, my God.
And I could hear people in line laughing at me.
See, and the thing is,
it hurt my pride so bad.
Initially, when you're telling me this story, I'm thinking, well, if the value's a lot greater than the light bulb screwer inner thinger, then if you're going to be an a-hole about it, then I'm walking with it.
All I wanted to do was leave mad, and I went to, you know, that little bar at the bottom by the feet?
Yeah.
And I walked too fast, and I kicked it, and I almost fell down. It hurt so bad, Joel. And I know that lady laughed. I didn't look back because I was too embarrassed.
Right.
I was like, that's what I get for cussing at that lady. Oh, God. And the people, I could hear people snickering in line. Oh, I was so angry.
Wow.
I was so mad. So that was my Walmart. And then I go to the car, and there's like a, I don't know if it's a crow or what, it's like a black bird.
Yeah.
And his feathers are all broken. I'm like, man, even the birds at Walmart are raggedy. The people show up all raggedy. The birds show up all raggedy. This is why I don't go to Walmart.
Wally World's not your thing.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I ain't doing that.
Well, you know what? We talk a lot about PEDs on this show from time to time, Barry.
Yeah, we do.
And they're always a bad thing.
Yeah.
Now, for the listeners of the show, especially of the male gender, there is a lot to be excited about in terms of performance-enhancing drugs when we're talking about some chewables.
Yeah, there really is. If you want to be a champ in the bedroom, and I know you do, everybody wants to be a champ. You want to last longer? You want to be ready faster? You know, it used to take an hour or more with the old pills. Not anymore. You can be ready in 20 minutes. Hit up BlueChew.com and grab the first chewable that has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. They work faster, so you're ready faster. And you don't have to take them on a full stomach like you used to. You didn't eat, but you're ready to go. Just take your chewables and you're good to go in 20 minutes. And you don't have to go to the doctor. That's the best part. So that's going to save you some money. You can go to their online physicians, get a consult through them. And if you qualify, they can give you the prescription right there on the internet. Dude, you're saving time every which way with the chewables from BlueChew.com. Check it out.
No, and here's the other thing, Barry, that people don't really think about is, sure, they know that they may need some assistance and some help in some way in the bedroom, but then when they go to start getting the process started, they're in a waiting room. Everybody's like, oh, you're that guy needing help with that. Well, when you go through BlueChew.com, you don't have to worry about any of that because you don't have to go to the doctor in person. You don't have to talk to him and go, yeah, see, it's not doing what I want. None of that, because the bottom line is you get it all taken care of in the comfort and security of your own home without having to put it out there anywhere. Even when you go to the pharmacy, no, you don't have to go to the pharmacy. Forget that, because that's also discreetly, because what they do is they send it right to your house in discreet packaging. Not even the guy from FedEx or the mailroom or wherever knows what you're getting except for you. And you get the product, and it does what it's supposed to do. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed by an online doctor, and they're made here in the United States. So they're not like from another country where you're worried about what the side effects might be or if it's really what you're paying for. It is all legit, and it gives you the confidence in the bedroom every single time. You and your partner are going to love it, and you can chew it and do it just like that. And as Barry said, empty stomach, full stomach, it doesn't matter. It's going to do the deal. And a great deal for you guys right now. If you go to BlueChew.com, get your first order free when you use the code SUSPECTS. You know your usual suspects. If you want to get this thing going right now, just go to BlueChew.com, put in the code SUSPECTS, just pay $5 in shipping, and that's it. It's BlueChew.com, promo code SUSPECTS. Check it out. Like I said, chew it and do it.
ESPN 97.5.
My heart beats in patterns with a broken sound.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That ball sent deep to right field. Judge going all the way back, and that's a grand slam! Tyler White, opposite field, grand slam!
Hey, there you go. That's Todd Kalas along with Jeff Blum doing the AT&T Sportsnet broadcast of your Houston Astros, salvaging the last game of the Yankees series yesterday after dropping the first three. Tyler White's grand slam, part of a big offensive outburst, including Barry, that guy doing that thing again. Jordan is the man. He is pounding the ball.
I give.
The numbers are ridiculous. What is it, 16 RBIs and 7 bombs in his first, dozen or so games? Ridiculous numbers.
I give up. Sign me up for the bandwagon, for the Jordan Express train, H-Town Blue, all that. Send me the shirt, the Air Jordan. I'm in. I tried to be conservative with this kid because I wanted him to succeed and do well, and I tried to temper everybody's expectations, but he's making it impossible to be level-headed about his play. As good as he is playing, yeah. It's really hard to be like, well, you know, he might slump it. I mean, the kid is just tearing the cover off the ball. And what's impressive is one of those home runs was against a lefty, and he's got now two.
Yes.
He's got a couple of bombs against lefties, and that's impressive.
Yeah, everything about him, and we talked about it from the very get-go, about it. He looked like he had great plate discipline. He's got a good eye. He's not chasing pitches out of the zone. A lot of times pitchers are trying to tempt him with pitches high, trying to get him to chase when he's down in the count. Fastball's up about letter high, and he's great with his discipline at the plate. You can tell that he's got great plate coverage, and he's obviously hyper-strong. So if your biggest concern is where is he going to play defensively, as long as he's doing what he's doing offensively and this the rest of this lineup continues to get healthy, and it looks like Springer will be back tomorrow, and they keep adding pieces to get back in the lineup, as tough as it was to swallow, one, losing to the Yankees 3 out of 4. You won the season series, but obviously you were shorthanded. But even more so than anything else, to stomach this road trip and the fact that you lost, you know, 7 games in a row, no one saw that coming. But here in June, it doesn't matter. If you know in the process you discovered a kid that could be a huge, huge bonus cog in your lineup for the rest of this season in the playoffs and then going forward, as long as you get healthy, boy, what this lineup could do offensively, it's not going to do it all by the long ball like the Yankees do, but it has the capabilities of doing so much, from hitting from average, hitting for power, you know, hitting, putting up crooked numbers because of the ability to just have huge bursts of offense in any given inning. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I had a point I was going to make. I actually totally just blanked out and forgot it.
I did the same thing in the last segment.
Yeah, I think the thing, though, is he's doing it against lefties. And, you know, I was like, well, you don't want a kid coming up and just DHing. But he's doing that, and he's succeeding. And then I was worried about him playing left field. And he's doing that, and he did okay. He's not gonna, you know, I don't think he's great,
right,
but he wasn't booting the ball around. I was worried could have sustained the kind of power numbers and getting on base, and he's doing that. Do I think he's gonna keep these kind of numbers by the end of the year? No, I think there will be a dip, but I think it's obvious that this kid, like you said, has good plate discipline and can hit for power. And I'm done. I give up. I give uncle. I tap. I'm in. I'm in.
Because I've been in from the start, so I was trying to temper your hate, because I saw that you're getting
you
a lot of backlash on Twitter.
You agreed with me.
No, I just said everybody needs to slow down before they just
that go. That was my point.
No, you said you hated him.
No,
I you said
never,
the logo was annoying.
I
you said
never,
that.
Now, the logo was annoying. I did say that. But no,
Your donger. Yeah.
No, not your dong. It's
not my dong or our dong. It's your dong.
Yeah. That I could do without all that, but I tell you what, this kid is impressive for the small sample size we have. And look, he had a logo, and there was talk. Astros fans were saying Hall of Fame after one game, two games.
Well, they do that a lot. But here's
the thing.
That was
my point.
He didn't create the logo.
No.
So that was the thing. He actually liked the logo and said, can I get a couple of those T-shirts?
But when
you look
at it, to him?
I hope so. If they were smart, they did. Because one thing it would be great for them is if he's wearing it in his locker after a game.
Right.
That's all the pub you need. But, you know, you look at it, you look overall, I knew Yankee fans were, like, losing their minds saying, you know, you guys were talking smack when, you know, you swept us when we were at Minute Maid, but now we're sweeping you and showing you the real statement to be made. Look, both teams need to be commended, because the fact of the matter is there is no big gap between these two teams. And though the Yankees took advantage of the injuries that the Astros had, just like the Astros took advantage when the Yankees had all the injuries and they came to Minute Maid, bottom line is nothing's changed, that these are two of the two best teams in the American League.
Yep.
They should be the last two teams standing, and that's why it's hyper-important when you watch the moves like the Yankees made when they got Encarnacion, and they've been hyper-focused now on trying to get a pitcher. Well, the Astros got to be on point now. You may not need that extra bat like you did before because of Alvarez, but you have other areas of need that you at least have to pay attention to, because you know your starting pitching is going to be important. You know the Yankees are trying to add another one, just like they added Paxton and they got some guys. So you need to be ahead of the game, and if you can, be ahead of the Yankees, because I wrote the article for Sports Map last week. It normally doesn't seem like it's a big deal in June, but every game is hyper important so that you win the American League for best record, so that you have that home field in the playoffs, because it could come down to that with as close as these teams are.
Well, going back to what you said earlier, I do agree the Astros and the Yankees are two of the best teams in the American League. Don't sleep on the Twins.
I agree.
Just like I tap on not, you know, hype, getting on the Yordan hype train,
sure.
I think people need to really start to recognize this Twins team is legit. They're for real. They have the best record in the American League. They are mashing the ball. They can pitch. This is a complete baseball team, and they're legitimate. They are to be reckoned with in the American League. If I had to pick, though, I think the ALCS is the Yankees and the Astros. But if you told me it was either one of those teams and the Twins, wouldn't surprise me a bit. They're that good. So,
and that's my point, too, is as much as I say, look, if you got a 7-game losing streak in June, you're going to be fine.
Yep.
Because you know what kind of ball club you have. But you also want to be hyper-focused on, you didn't want that streak to continue for too much longer, because you need to stay within a couple of games of the best record in the American League, so that if it does come down to the Twins, you know what it's going to be like in October and November in Minnesota. If you got to go to Minnesota and play them in the playoffs and they have home field,
yeah,
and the deciding game is in 32 degrees and it's in Minnesota, you're not going to be nearly as effective as you can be in Minute Maid Park when you're in your home confines, you get the warm weather, you got all those things. So those, and again, likewise, with the Yankees in the Bronx, we know how important it was 2 years ago to have the home field when you needed it, when there's a deciding game on the line. And I think that that's one of those things you just kind of have to have in the back of your mind. They did what we were talking about, though. They stayed within striking distance. They're only a couple games back of the best record in the American League. And that's what you need to be hyper-focused on. Sure, the National League would be great, too. The Dodgers are running away right now. They haven't really had substantial injuries. If they do, maybe they'll come back to the pack a little bit. But at least they survived all of this, and now they look to be getting healthier with Springer, like I said, tomorrow night. McHugh had another rehab appearance. They used him back-to-back days to try and get him ready. So hopefully they're getting closer and closer to being 100% healthy.
When is Correa expected to be back?
That's a good question. That's the one I haven't heard any updates about from all the offensive players. I haven't heard if and or when he's close to doing the rehab stint. But I think that, you know, other than that, it's just pitchers now. As you mentioned, Joe Smith and McHugh pitched again the other day. So they're getting closer. So and the other one that I'd like to know about is Diaz. I don't know what the latest is with Diaz, because remember, he had a setback after he was ready to rehab. So it's basically Correa and Diaz for them to be 100% healthy. They need both those guys back.
Yep. I noticed that they had on the ESPN that they're doing the Yankees Red Sox series in London.
It's weird.
That is so baseball. That is so ESPN. They love them some Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah.
Now, normally I enjoy the rivalry between those two teams. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. This Red Sox team this year isn't exactly the same Red Sox team of the past. They're 8 back of the Yankees right now. They're not an awful team, but
their pitching's been bad.
They're barely above 500. Their pitching has been bad. Their
bullpen's awful. They let their closer go and they didn't replace him.
I don't understand why you would have this. Surely you could have flexed some other games or something.
Well, but you saw.
I guess at the beginning of the season they didn't anticipate Red Sox.
They wanted the biggest rivalry to represent the league when they were going over to London.
You know, I'm glad that the Red Sox kind of suck. I hope it's ugly baseball just because they did that.
Barry, it might be otherwise. First of all, this is the first time ever in the history of the series that any of the games will be played on turf. And they had to bring in, like, I forget, 120,000 pounds of dirt to make the infield, because they didn't have – it was all turf. They didn't have any infield. And then the dimensions of the stadium are going to be almost – it's a complete circle.
I heard like 385.
385 to dead center, and down the line it's going to be like 315.
It's going to be 20 to 19.
It's tailor-made for the Reds. I mean, for the Yankees with that kind of home run hitting lineup. So, all right, we'll talk a little bit more about that if you'd like, but lots of other stuff to get to. And if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Text us, because calls are going to be tough. We're on the road today. We are at Twin Peaks, I-10 in Kirkwood. Stop by and see us. Much more coming up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go, wrapping up the first hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You heard the man. We are live from Twin Peaks, I-10 Kirkwood location. Stop on by and see us. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views, the made-from-scratch menu. The beers are currently at 27.1 degrees.
Yeah, they are.
Ice cold. And, of course, we know the scenery is fantastic. It is Bikini Week. Need I say more?
Is.
So you got all that going for you, which is nice.
Glad you wore yours.
You're welcome. The banana hammock is chafing a little bit, but I think a little ointment will take care of it.
John Parker asked, what about Alvarez to first? He's got a long reach and would help with bad throws. Yeah, the problem is you have to learn that position, and They've played him a little bit there, but it's like Miles Straw at shortstop.
Yeah.
You got to get reps, and it's not going to be at first. It's going to take a while for him to learn that position. I'm not suggesting that by the end of the year he won't be playing first.
Well, the reach is part of it, but as we've seen, being able to dig a ball out of the dirt and scoop it is almost as important, if not more important, and that's a real art form, Tyler White. You can't just suffocate and pounce on things. You've got to actually catch it in the glove
that
every now
one,
and then.
That one that Bregman threw that got to the – it's like, dude, you should have caught that.
Yep.
That.
No doubt about it. So we were talking some Astros. I mentioned this earlier, but I was flipping channels last night because really the baseball game went quickly, the Pujols game in St. Louis and all that. And I flipped over. Did you see this Willendez?
No, I didn't. The Melinda –
the Willendez family, which – they, you know, they had this mass. They're this tightrope family that their whole life, all they do is walk on ropes. And they had this massive crash like a year ago. And the sister, Nick is the guy. He's kind of like the evil Knievel of the family. He's the lead guy. And his sister, who's very similar in age, she fell like 40 feet the last time they had this accident. She's trying to deal with getting back out there and everything. So what better way to get your feet wet and get back on the bike then tightrope across Times Square?
Oh, that's – yeah, that's crazy.
It was crazy nuts, dude. And here's the thing. So there's no net, but they do have an apparatus set up, like, which is attached to their collar and their harness.
So it hangs them?
So, like, essentially if they fall, there is a way to kind of catch them. But I don't know how stable it would be in whatever the case may be. But then what they did was they sent him to start on one end of Times Square, her on the other. They were going to meet in the middle. She was going to get down on, like, her knees on the wire.
Whoa. This was on ABC?
Yes. He steps over her.
Oh, I thought something else was going to
happen.
And then
they go back and wrap it up where the other one started.
Plus, they're related.
Yeah, just weird upon
really
weird. Then they put Strahan and Aaron Andrews to do the announcing of it.
Wait, they had play-by-play for this?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
And
he just took a step. There's another step.
No,
look, there's a step.
What was even worse was,
how are you doing play-by-play of a guy walking?
Each one of them's mic'd up, and they have an earpiece in, and they can talk to each other. Well, then she starts singing religious hymns throughout the entire process to keep her from, like, freaking out, and you're just like,
it's right here, officer.
What is, yeah, crazy.
Right there. Arrest that man.
Yeah, that's at least Tyler gave him the same look we get.
Tyler don't care. Yeah, that's so did they fall? No.
No, neither one of them fell. They made it.
Did they do the step over thing and all that?
They did all that. But it was weird because they were like, now, wait a minute. When you get to where I was earlier over by the three LED boards, it's a little loose and the wind is really going to pick up. And then she's like, oh, I felt it. And you're like, and you're watching the wire and it's literally a 3/4 inch wire.
How long did this take?
They timed it. He got done in about 22 minutes. She got done in about 34.
You watched this whole thing.
I didn't watch all of it. I was flipping
Don't
back
you
and
lie
forth.
To me.
No, I was flipping back and forth, and I wanted to see things like, you know, at the end.
I just want to see them fall.
And then part of the whole lure of television is you're going to interview them as soon as they're done, right? Nope. He threw his headset off and go, I got to go. I got to go so I get to where when she gets off, I can meet her there. And
the brother?
So, yeah, so he gets done first. He gets all of his stuff off. He gets in a sunroof SUV where he's like sticking his head out the window and everything because he still wants the attention.
Sure.
He gets to the other place, takes the elevator all the way up to the top, and then he starts going, hey, listen, when she gets done, get out of the shot. When the camera's there, you get out. And then you grab her pole and you do this. No one talked to anybody and they ran out of time.
They grabbed her pole?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That got good.
Not gently either.
That got good at the end. I missed it.
But this consumed all the But I will say some of the interesting things were, one, they weren't really shoes. It was almost like a
ninja
a leather sock. Yeah, on a rope, and you could see how thin the rope was.
Which is a euphemism. Yeah.
But then she was like, the reflection off of that board or that person down there. And when they had a badass GoPro above her and him and was concentrating on what it looks like when they're looking at the rope, I ain't going to lie.
Scared?
Yeah. They were up there. They said the other thing. Great.
Yeah, but you know they're attached. I don't want. Listen, if you really want me to feel like it's dangerous,
but they didn't point that out. You had to see it.
If you really want me to feel like it's dangerous, then if they fall, they die. And then I'm like, I'm in. Now let's get some wind going. some birds.
Well, and they also said
shoot water cannons at them or something. I don't know. Make it fun.
This was the highest rope she'd ever been on. Oh, good. Let's just throw her right back to the wolves. Let's get, instead of a mat from 40 feet, let's throw her up in Times Square and let her take a shot at it.
Sure. Why not?
So they made it. So there you go.
Shout out to the women's U.S. national team.
Yep.
Beat Spain today 2-1.
Megan Rapinoe.
Yes.
With the
game-winning. Match-winning? Game-winning?
Game-winning, I believe.
Is it game-winning?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. We watched the end of it.
We did.
That was interesting.
People were getting into it around
here. I digress. I just wanted to get that out there because they were showing soccer on the TV, and you know how much I love soccer.
You do.
Love me some soccer.
With feet and balls, you are.
All right. Now, you know what?
You are all over that.
You have really taken it outside of the realm of what it is.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then I've done my job. So, yeah, that's good. So, okay, 1 hour 1 hour done in the show. Still 2 hours to go. Plenty more to get to. Lots of things going on in the world of sports and otherwise. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest and you want to join us, 713-780-3776 if you want to send us a text message because we are on the remote here at Twin Peaks. And, of course, if you want to reach out via Twitter, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. And we're normally pretty good about interacting with you guys while we're on the air. And some of us are really good about interacting when they're just on social media on a Sunday night. So there's always that aspect of it, but we do try to stay communicative with the suspects. We appreciate you guys. So we'll be back with hour number two in just mere minutes. Don't go anywhere, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.